Hey, thank you for holding. My name is Britt. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing for your area. Am I speaking with Cece?
Yes.
Perfect.
Hi.
How are you? Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yes, of course. So I know that you were speaking with Tanya there. Did you have any questions about the program aside from pricing?
I do. I have a lot of questions. My nephew utilizes Local Splash, and but he does completely different work from me. He does more like handiwork, and I was noticing on your site that that is what like Local Splash specializes in.
Sure.
Is more of the handiwork. And mine is totally different, so I kind of wanted to see how, if you guys had like a medical like algorithm, because that's the industry that that I'm in is more medical. So I was wondering if you have worked with as far as like medical practices, if you have any experience and like algorithm like and tracking customers or analytics for medical specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do see here. So Roman is your nephew. He's currently with us. Okay. Yeah, you know,
Juan.
Oh, okay, Juan. Okay. Let me change
that. Juan Salas.
Yes, okay. Juan Salas, let me see. Okay, got it. Yeah, no, I mean, as you were looking on our website, you know, a lot of what we do work with as far as the clientele is definitely general contractors in that construction type environment. Now, that's not to say that we don't work with other businesses and different, you know, realms of what you do there. I mean, we've worked with DJs. We've worked with just about everybody, unless it's like dispensaries or something like that. So, pediatrics and counseling, what we would do, Cece, the way that this works is, now, of course, no one controls the algorithms but Google. You know, they're the only ones that really have control and access over that. We are not affiliated with Google. We're just a premier partner. So we get, you know, special trainings and certifications and courses, and we're able to get you optimized faster because we have that Google Premier partnership for the last 19 years with them. So what this is really going to come down to, Cece, is making sure that, you know, we have you coded specifically for the right keywords. And so let me do this, actually. For your business, just pull this up here. What type of keywords would you want to be listed? And I'll put this into our analytics and see what we're getting in the area.
Okay. Yeah, pediatrics in Jacksonville.
Okay. All right.
Best pediatricians in Jacksonville. ADHD management in 32227.
32257. Okay.
Let's see. Maybe I guess that's pretty general. I'm sure those are probably taken up. But pediatric care in South Jacksonville, let's see, trying to think, what is a pediatrician?
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep going?
No, that's perfect. What I'm going to do here is, the word that I heard you say the most was pediatric. So I'm going to stick with that there. And what I'm going to do is go ahead and search who's on the first page of Google, because we are not working with anyone in that Jacksonville and surrounding. It looks like that Tanya also put a note in here for telehealth all throughout Florida. So you're servicing specifically Jacksonville, or do you have a radius that you're looking to target?
For telehealth, it can be anywhere in Florida.
Okay.
So, you know, of course our target area is here where, you know, the practices, but we can actually do telehealth anywhere in Florida. So,
okay. Sure.
We usually, I mean, most recently my target market on Google, has been, I think it was, I put it at 100-mile radius.
Okay.
From the practice.
Excellent. And so you've tried something like this before with another company, or you've done this on your own with Google, or sounds like you have some experience with it.
Yeah, I've done it on my own, and then I hired a company before, mm-hmm. and then right now my sister-in-law's doing it, but she knows more than I do, but she doesn't have an algorithm. And she's not like an expert in it either. She I would say, expert level being a 10, she's probably at like a 7. And so
sure. Yeah.
We need the phones to start ringing, and mm-hmm. it's like do or die for our business, or it will literally like not survive. So that's why I'm,
okay.
I need to get like a little bit more like expertise so that, you know, I want to get with a company that like has some sort of like metrics and analytics that they follow, that can, mm-hmm. can get us what we need.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely understand what you're saying there. And honestly, you know, hats off to your sister-in-law. You know, if you're rating her a 7 out of 10 and she's doing this all by herself, I mean, she's really doing the best that she can. It sounds like, just because the amount of research, cleanup, content creation, submission, and optimization that we do in literally the first month alone, I mean, that would take a single person, just in my experience, more than 100 hours to do. So, yeah, you know, with us being able to travel the country, talk to industry experts, stay on the, you know, top of the latest tips and tricks of local optimization, we're really able to optimize you within the first 30 to 45 days. Now, I give you that timeline with the intent of under-promising and over-delivering. And I say that because most SEO companies, they can take anywhere from 60 to 90 days. Some can take upwards of 6 months to get you optimized and anchored on the first page of Google. And again, because we have that special partnership with Google, we've been able to prove to them our expertise in advertising skills and shown them that not only can we maintain a client base, but we're also helping them grow in size and revenue. That's how we got that badge of authenticity with them. So, I mean, if I run the word, pediatric into our analytics, I mean, and this is kind of going out in like a 30 to 40-mile radius surrounding Jacksonville, and I know Jacksonville is pretty big on its own throughout Duval County.
Yeah,
but
it's actually huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Biggest part of Florida, yeah.
So, I mean, just in the last 30 days, and this is with just this specific keyword of pediatrics, there were over 1,200 searches done on that word. Now, the exact number is 1,213 searches done in the last 30 days. So, we need to get you capitalizing on a percentage of those searches. Really, how we're going to do that, CeCe, the way that this process works, did your nephew kind of fill you in on how the process works? I definitely don't want to tell you something you already know.
Yeah, he told me, you know, more generally in more general terms. We didn't go into the nooks and crannies and the details,
okay.
But, because his phone's been ringing off the hook, and that's what entices me. But I know, again, I know he's in a completely different industry than I am. So,
mm-hmm.
not to say that couldn't happen for me, but you know, he's in a different industry. So, but yeah, he just spoke on it in general, so I don't have like the details.
Okay. Well, then. Honestly, where the magic happens in our process is the next step, and that's what we call a client interview. Okay, now, with the client interview process, again, this is where the magic happens, because you're going to meet your account management team. You are going to have a technician dedicated on your account management team who has went through those certifications through Google, have completed the courses to have that title as technician. And so this is where you're going to give all of the keywords that you want, just as you, you know, told me a few minutes ago what some of those would be. Those are perfect. As long as they're services that you offer, you can have multiple keywords. And so with your technician, you definitely want that. Now, do you have a website? Is your sister-in-law also doing websites for you, or what all are you needing, would you say?
Yeah, we have a website. We had a web developer create for us. And she creates the blogs in there, and then just makes sure the software's up to date, pretty much.
Okay. Are you seeing any traction from your website?
Not as much as we'd like.
Okay.
I mean, I honestly feel like I've been doing so much, and I'm not seeing the results. Like, I'm, you know, I got a web developer to design my site, you know, spent a good amount there. I've had, you know, the Google part worked on. I do flyers, that I hand out to organizations and daycares and places. I've done brochures, like mailers. I mean, I've done it. I have a sponsorship with a local elementary school that has 4 campuses, and I have banners put up there. I'm on a couple of like local magazines. I'm just not seeing, the reward. And you know, the results, and I'm in the South, you know, Florida's the South. And so a lot of it is very much word of mouth. People here are very much about like friends referring friends. And so,
absolutely.
But when you're a new business, it's like, well, if you don't have, you know, any established clients yet, then how do you get those referrals? So that's the thing, that it's tricky, because you can do a ton of marketing and that's fabulous, but how do you get the local community to come in and to talk about you to other people?
Sure.
So, you know, we've gone to some local events, but not enough for sure. So, you know.
Okay.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, it definitely sounds like you are working very hard. So congrats, because sometimes that's where people give up, right? You try different avenues and different routes, and then for some reason you're just not seeing, you're not reaping the rewards of all of your hard work, and that can be very frustrating. And you feel stuck at that point. You have no idea what to do. So, I understand where you're at. Absolutely. Okay. All right. So this is how this works. I'd like to just take a look at your website, if you don't mind. What's your website?
No, go ahead. Please. It's, www.mmandcc.com.
Okay. mmandcc.com. Okay.
And then we also have another domain that goes to our website.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Let's take a look at this here. All right. So we've got your website up there. You've got your phone number up there. You can make payments. You have a client portal, about services, patients. Okay. All of this is good. This looks great, actually. Very, very, like, clean layout, very informational. Everything that they need is right there at their fingertips. The only thing, and if you don't mind, I'd just make one suggestion here. The only thing about the website is that I would say it, and what we do here is we have your website targeted to specifically what the client is viewing your site on. So if it's, you know, a desktop or an iPhone or an Android, it is formatted to fit their screen. And your phone number and your email address being at the top, I think, is perfect. You know, obviously it's right there in front of them so that they can see it. What we would do is we would keep that phone number tagged at the very top. So it doesn't matter how far the client scrolls down on your website, they're always going to be able to just click to call. And I know that that seems like a small detail, but I cannot tell you how important that is, especially everybody's busy, right? Everybody's looking for quick, efficient, I want it when I want it, it's right there, right? So
yep.
Having that phone number stay with them no matter where they're at on your website, and all they have to do is take their index finger or their thumb and press that button for them to call you, it really does make a huge difference that we've seen.
Makes a ton of sense.
You have your website, and again, it's laid out beautifully. That's probably nothing that I would change. Now, I'm not the technician. I'm not the expert on that, but it looks great to me. So we can, you know, take your website and manage it for you and make it, you know, be able to integrate into whatever device or platform that your client is using to look you up or to look at your website. We can definitely do that. So if you want us to change anything about it, great. If not, I mean, we'll just help you promote and manage it from there. It's totally up to you. I don't want to go making a ton of changes to things that you've already put some hard work into. That would just be my small suggestion on that.
Okay.
So that looks great. Really, really cool. Now, what about, you said that your sister-in-law is working, you've done the Google, so you actually have a GBP, a Google Business Profile already?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and if I go to Google, again, let me just get out of this here. How would I find you if I was going to look you up on Google?
You could use, you could say Mindful Pediatrics in Jacksonville, because the name of the practice is Mindful Medicine and Counseling Center. But if you type, and our other domain is, Mindful Pediatrics Jax. So, so if you type Mindful Pediatrics Jacksonville, it should pop up.
Okay. Right. It does. Mindful Medicine and Counseling Center popped up as soon as I put in Mindful Pediatrics in Jacksonville. So it's great that it pops up. It's connected to your website. You have 7 Google reviews at a 5-star rating. So that is great. If I don't know your name, though, the first 3 people that pop up on Google currently, and these are people that are working with other SEO companies of different forms and fashions, just because I know for a fact if once we begin working with you, we close out this category and we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the areas that you want to service. So these are people that are using other SEO companies, but Jacksonville Pediatric Associates Town Center, Jackson Pediatrics PA, and then Jacksonville Kids Pediatrics are the ones that come up on the map section right now. So that's where we need to get you then, is in front of your competitors right there on the map section.
Right. And I know the Pediatric Associate folks, that's a franchise and that's a huge organization. Mm-hmm. And I know Mindful Pediatrics Jax. I know them. I mean, Jacksonville Kids Pediatrics, did you say?
I did, yes.
Yes, and she's been in practice. I know her too, and she's been in practice for 15 years. So,
Sure. So, I mean, getting you anchored to the first page of Google, I mean, that's, again, that's really what's going to catapult your business into the growth that you're looking for. So, just because we know, I mean, these days, 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made from the first page of Google. Okay, now what we do is we also retarget relevant customers or clients of yours. And the way that we do that is actually coupled with Facebook. Do you have a Facebook business page by chance?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's how this works then. We'll take your link. We'll change anything that you want about it. Obviously, everything that is yours and associated with your business you own. We don't want to take ownership of it. We would just act as a manager on those accounts. And so the way that this works is if you have a client that is online and they search in any of your keywords, you know, pediatrics near me, pediatrics in Jacksonville. If any of those, and they, like, they are looking through the first page, they see your business, they don't make a move, though. They don't click on your GBP, they don't give you a phone call. Then what's going to happen is, later on, as they're scrolling through Facebook, your ad is going to pop up on their feed. And so we are retargeting those customers that are already interested in looking for your business. I mean, in short terms, the more that your business is shown to relevant viewers, the better conversions you're going to have. And Facebook, I mean, even over Google Ads, you know, Facebook has a 9% conversion rate, whereas Google Ads has a 4%. So if we couple local...
Wow.
Yeah, I know, I couldn't believe that either, but looking at the analytics, it's amazing what Facebook can do for you. And the reason why, I think I would really credit Facebook because we've tried Instagram, right? What we've found is that Instagram is a platform that's mainly used by the younger crowd. You know, they're not thinking about decisions like this or even like for the homes, for example, but the millennials, the older crowd, the demographic that you're looking for that has the kids, they're on Facebook, right? So that's where you're getting those conversions off of social media is really Facebook is going to be a driver for that. With Google Ads, it can get a little pricey as far as like, because at that point you're paying per click, you're paying per lead on some of these. But if we just do the Google local optimization, which is what we're talking about right now in the map section, that's unlimited clicks, unlimited calls, unlimited everything. And then we couple that with the Facebook. These are the clients that are seeing the most success with that combination. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So, that's really how we handle that. As far as the other directory submissions that we would get you on with the most popular directories in your area. So for your area, aside from Google, let's take a look here, Jacksonville. Okay, so for UCC, that's going to be obviously Google, Facebook, but Yelp, Bing, and Apple with Safari. Now again, we will cover, you know, all of the initial content creation on Bing. We'll get you exposure. That way, no matter what the client is using, like we talked about earlier, desktop, laptop, iPhone, Android, or even a tablet, if they're looking for you, they are going to be exposed for your business. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I wonder, like, do you guys have a way to track the individuals that are looking for pediatrics in Jacksonville? Like, do you have a way to track them and then kind of, like, redirect them or how does, if you could
sure.
talk, do you have that?
Yeah.
Ability?
Absolutely. And actually you have access to what we call a dashboard. And in simple terms, a dashboard is really just a customized tracking and reporting system. So not only are you able to pick your keywords, but you're able to see what keywords your list is for, how many clicks you're actually receiving from those keywords. I mean, even the location of the search that was performed, you're able to see. Now, more importantly, in my opinion, we also track how many phone calls you're receiving specifically from new clients. Okay? This dashboard is open to you 24/7. You can check this every minute of every day if you want to. If you have the time, you can do that. So, as you see the data start to accumulate, now, on day one, like let's say tomorrow, there's not going to be any data because we have to build your tracking system. We normally get that up and running between day 5 and day 7. So, as you start to see the data come in, if you want to change keywords, add keywords, if you run, I don't know, any kind of promotions by chance, or if you need to change any content whatsoever, you can do so with the assistance of your account management team. Again, that's the team that's specifically going to be dedicated to you for your industry in your area. So they are there to help you at any time, literally any time.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, I know we definitely went into the details here of how this works. I hope it answered a lot of your questions, but do you have any others?
Yeah, you have mentioned, like Yelp. Mm-hmm. I had tried them before. Mm-hmm. And I know when I did so, you know, I probably didn't do like the best job with it, but I didn't find it as helpful. Mm-hmm. But maybe, I mean, I'm just, you know, that's not my area of expertise, but what do you do with Yelp?
Sure. So we're going to get you listed on that directory, ourselves, and so we'll do it like through being a Google partner channel. Instead of you going on Yelp and then paying the monthly subscription fees, we have access to get you on there so that you're being found on the most relevant, the most popular search engines and directories in your area. For your area, actually Yelp happens to be the third one. So we definitely need to get you on there. It's followed by Google and Facebook.
Okay.
We manage your link. We manage, I mean, everything that I'm talking about here, it's not going to be separate links that you have to try to keep track of and follow. We manage everything. It's all built into your reporting and tracking dashboard so that you can see all of the analytics. And then also, I lost my train of thought there. It was about the dashboard. Oh, yes, the review link. So you're able to get your clients to fill out a link that automatically is posted to Google. Instead of them having to go through Google, find your page, and then click on review, leave a review, you can just send them a link via text, via email. We all know, again, efficiency, faster, better is always best when you're dealing with the public. So if you just give them a link to click on, and then they can fill out a quick review in 30 seconds, and then it automatically posts to Google, you're going to get way more reviews than telling them, hey, find my Google business profile, click on that, click on the create review, and then leave a review for me. That's too many steps, probably not going to happen most of the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Great question. Right. Great question. So, I mean, with us, everything is set on a month-to-month basis here. We do not have contracts. The biggest reason for that is, for the last 19 years, we've never had a contract because we are performance-based. With you having this dashboard, you're able to track our performance, like I said, day in and day out. So we like to earn your business month to month. So that means that the customers that are coming back to us, they're doing so on their own because they want to, because they see the value in it. Normally, if you spend a dollar and you get $10 back, you're, you know, willing to spend that dollar again. So we're very much performance-based. Mm-hmm. We don't want to bind you into anything. We want to prove it to you.
Okay, I like that.
So.
That's great. So no contract.
Yes, yes. So with us, actually, the phone that we're on right now, CC, does it accept text messages? Because I'd like to show you this instead of me just rambling through it here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. Perfect. So let me just go ahead. And now this is going to come from our client support line, 877-635-6225, just so that you can be on the lookout. Let me know when you have that link open. I don't want to fly through it and you haven't even had the chance to look at it yet.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
I have it open.
Okay, so obviously you can see our website here. Now it says take control of your online presence. It touches on four key points that we've already went into great detail about on this call. So it just kind of goes over what we do and how we do it. It's a proven success, 19 years. We've worked with over 10,000 businesses. This actually probably should be updated because now it's 14,000 plus. But it shows you here to the right that the average, you know, client satisfaction rating, and these are clients that we have worked with specifically, that's 4.9 out of 5. Not just someone we talked to, someone that actually signed up with us and we worked with. Our process, what it looks like here. Right now we are in step two. Step three is the client interview where the magic happens. That's a very important stage. You know, we definitely want to be hands-on. We want to take control of it for you and manage it for you. But again, you're the owner of the business, right? So your input is paramount. We definitely need your input in the client interview so that we know how you want things to look and you can be satisfied.
Okay.
And then Google Ads Partner. So you can actually click on this link here if you'd like and just, you know, check out our partnership here. Again, all that it means is that for the last 19 years, we've achieved this badge of authenticity. I think we're like 1 out of 8 that are premier Google partners. It just demonstrates ad skills and expertise. And again, that we've delivered agency and client revenue growth and then also sustained and grown our client base each and every year. All right. So the fun part, SEO packages, right? Now, what Tanya suggested was the Platinum. That's everything that we've been talking about. As you can see, it does say that it's $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. She asked for a credit, though. So what we're able to do is we're able to get this down to $2.49 a month, and the program would just come with a one-time setup fee of only $99. So the initial investment would be $3.48, but every month after that, you would be locked into $249.
Okay.
And we're not cutting corners on this. You still get everything that we've talked about.
Okay, but it doesn't include the actual Google Ads, right?
The Google Business Profile, where we're getting you on the first page in the map section, yes. Now, Google Ads itself is completely different. So there's different services to Google, right? There's the local optimization, there's Google Ads, and then there's LSA, which is a lead service that Google provides. Again, those are more expensive, whereas the map section, 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made from there. So it's already included in the Platinum section. And then we coupled that with Facebook, and that's where I was talking about those conversion rates of 9% versus 4%. Facebook is literally like 20 times less expensive to run an ad versus a Google ad. But Google Ads and getting you on the map section of Google, those are two completely different services.
Okay. So do you think I need to do Google Ads? Because that's the only thing I've been doing is the Google Ads.
I'm going to be honest with you, Cece, with where you're at right now, like you said, you've really exhausted your efforts. You've tried everything. You're already doing Google Ads. You're really not seeing a lot of return on that. I really think that we should do the local optimization, get you into the map section on the first page. Because that's where people look at them anyway. They want to see where it's located, where the business is, and then to the left they can click on the business name, and then your Google Business Profile comes up. They can look at your reviews there. They can be redirected to your website. That's where the 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. You couple that with the retargeting of Facebook that we're going to do, you are going to see, I'm very confident that you're going to see better results, and you can do it less expensively.
Okay. Okay. From your mouth to our higher power's ears.
Yes, right. Yes. Absolutely. Great success is going to come out of the local optimization coupled with the Facebook, which is what that Platinum package offers. You still get your dashboard, you know, your review generating, the advanced reporting system we talked about. Obviously, you get your client support, so you still have that dedicated team. Popular directories, optimized landing page, that's just a fancy way of saying website, which you have yours. We can take that over and optimize and manage it for you if you'd like. If not, totally up to you. It's included in the package, though.
Okay. And the Bing Local, so that's just like for searching, right?
Right. So Bing is a popular search engine in your area, and we will cover all of the initial content creation on Bing. That's really where that $99 setup fee is coming from. You already have your Google Business profile. You already have a Facebook business page. So that's, we were really able to knock off a lot of the $299 setup fee and just get it down to $99. We'll get you put up on Safari as well. So that iPhone users, because a lot of iPhone users, well, I'm not going to say a lot, but it's hit or miss, right? You never know if an iPhone user is going to use Google or Safari first. Safari, obviously, is the first thing that comes up on their phone, but I'm an iPhone user, and I use Google. I do not use Safari, but that's not to say that that's the same with all iPhone users, so that's why we definitely want to get you on Safari as well. We cover all of that content creation on Bing.
Okay. And what is the review generation tool?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the review generation, that's where when I mentioned you have a link that you can easily just send your client, they leave the review, it automatically shows up on Google for you. That's the review generation. You're generating reviews quicker by using that link instead of going through the multi-step process and hoping that they do it once they leave your office.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay. And then, and you said it's usually $600 a month, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's usually $600 with a $299 setup fee. But what we're doing here is we're going to knock this down to $249 a month. We're only going to charge the $99. For the setup fee. So the initial investment is $348. After that, month to month, you're going to be locked in and grandfathered in at $249. And that is something that we would obviously go through voice verification. You would have terms and conditions, so all of that would be sent to you in writing as well. It's not just me, you know,
gotcha,
spitting off random numbers.
Okay. And I had a question about the wait, did I already ask you this? I'm sorry. The review generation tools?
Yes. So that's the link that we will send.
Oh, that's for the reviews. Yes, I did just ask you that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, that's okay. Now, importantly, I did not mention this. Importantly, on your dashboard, you're also going to be able to see, you know, who you've sent those reviews to, who completed the reviews, what they rated you, and their comments on what they had to say. And you can even reply to reviews from there if you so choose to. So it's very streamlined for you. We want this to be cohesive. If you're spending a lot of time trying to keep up with this link and this directory and that search engine, that's very overwhelming, and you have a business to run and a job to do. So we'll do our job and let you do yours.
Sounds good. And then just my last question about this list was the call and conversion tracking.
Yes. So that is where we are tracking the calls that you receive, and then out of those calls, which are turning into new clients.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. So you can see the calls that you've received, but then you can see how many of those calls actually converted into, and correct me on your steps, would it be a consultation with you first, or would it be an actual appointment, or how does that go?
Usually they're in a, nine times out of ten, it's an appointment.
Okay.
I mean, once they call, and, you know, we're usually nine times out of ten able to service them.
Okay. Perfect. So then that's how we would have that set up in your customized tracking and reporting. Again, that's something that your technician and your client interview in the next step in this process. We'll go over in great detail. Just to give you a heads up on this, CC, that client interview, so the timeline on this, like I'm just going to break all of this down. We definitely want to get the client interview done in the first 3 days, but honestly, the sooner the better, so that we can just jump on this. That call typically takes anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, just depending on how much information they need to gather and then what questions you have along the way. So as we go to schedule that, just block out 30 minutes to an hour just to be on the safe side. And then from there, The content editing, quality control, both take place within day 1 to day 3 as well. Day 5 to day 7, that is when you have full access to your reporting dashboard. That's also when we go ahead and do all of the other directory and search engine submissions. So that's the Yelp, the Bing, the Safari that we would take care of. Day 7 to day 14, that's typically if we were building a website from the ground up, that's when your website would be live. That's also when your Facebook ads will be live. Day 7 to day 14, that's normally, again, if we're creating both of these platforms or sites from the ground up. Since you already have these links, we should be able to optimize those faster. And you already have a Google Business profile page as well, so we don't necessarily have to go through the Google verifications with you, which is great. That just means that we can get this done faster, but I'm still going to stick to our timeline of in the first 30 to 45 days, that is when you are anchored to the first page of Google. And again, that's just me under-promising with the intent of we are going to over-deliver on that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So a question for you, I see, since I've been doing these Google ads, I feel like weird not doing it. It's making me think like if we're not going to show up at all, if I cancel it, is there any accuracy to that?
No. So that's not, no. What's going to happen right now with Google ads is, so Google ads is kind of tricky. You know, it really depends on the keywords that you're coded for. The keywords really is the make or break in this, if I'm being honest. Like, if we can get you coded for the right keywords, we have multiples of those on there, you're going to be able to see a much better conversion rate. I'm very confident that this is going to work for you. Like I said, you've been trying Google ads. If you take that away, that doesn't mean you are decreasing your visibility. I want to be very clear on that. What you're doing is you're pulling back from the Google ads that gets very expensive, and then you're retargeting customers based off of your Google Business profile. I'm telling you, and this is me speaking from a consumer, I do not pay attention to Google ads or sponsors at the top of the page. I pay attention to the map section so that I can look at reviews, look at your Google Business profile, be redirected to your actual website. If I'm a consumer, like most of the population, that's where I'm going, and that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. You are not decreasing your visibility. If anything, we are about to grow it. That is our success. That is our bread and butter. We've been doing this a long time. We are going to get this running for you within that timeline that I've given you. I don't want to ever make it seem that we're going to flip a switch and tomorrow your phone's going to be blowing up. I do not want to make it seem. I'm very transparent on the timeline because this is the process in which we know it works.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm putting it all in. I'm putting all my eggs in this basket.
Okay.
And I'm going to just trust the process.
Trust the process. Isn't that sometimes the scariest thing to do? But when we do it, we reap the benefits if we just stick to the process.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because the definition of insanity is continuing to try the same thing and not seeing the
results. I love that.
And I kind of feel like that's what's been going on. Although, you know, when you talk to a lot of, you know, the people that like are doing the ads and stuff, they usually say it's going to take 3 to 6 months before you really start seeing anything. So it kind of built in this mentality of, okay, well, I do have to be patient and I do have to continue to do the same thing. But at this point, it has been over 6 months. So, you know what I mean? Because we opened in October of last year, and that's when I began doing the Google ads. And, yeah, I haven't seen the results. So,
I am going to put in your client interview notes. I will actually be on your client interview call just to introduce you to your technician, since I'll be the lead on your account for your account management team. But I just like to kind of do that courtesy, you know, transition over to your technician. But I'm definitely going to put in the notes that you've done Google Ads. You've done it for at least 6 months. You haven't seen success, because here's the thing. If we step away from Google Ads, we go with the retargeting of Facebook and the Google Business Profile page on the local optimization first page of Google, which is just a fancy way of saying the map section. Once you see success with that, after you've, you know, rebuilt some capital, you know, get your finances back to where you need them to be after some things start to pay off for you with this, if you want to branch back into Google Ads, that is something that we can help you do so that it's done. What I've seen just in my experience of being here, I hear the same thing from customers that are like, I've tried Google Ads on my own and I saw no results. That is a very expensive route to start out with. And like you said, it's lengthy. It's a lengthy process. We will be able to expedite that a little bit. But I definitely think that you should start off here. And if Google Ads is something you want to grow into, we can do that. But I wouldn't start there, especially since you're looking for quicker results.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
I'm willing. I'm open.
Okay. All right. So Jacksonville, just remind me, they are still Central Time, correct?
No, Eastern, right now Eastern Daylight Time, yeah.
Very good, okay. And so the number that we're on, the 217-480-6225, that's your personal cell phone, not the business?
Correct, not the business, yeah.
Okay, so then let's move this to the correct location. Now, what is your business phone number? I think I might have it still on your website. Hold on one second. 904-738-7045?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the actual business? That's not like a tracking number that your web developer put together?
No, that's the actual business number.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and
like
the best...
local Comcast.
Okay. Perfect. And so the best email address, is it going to be the info@mmncc.com, or should we use another?
Mindful Pediatrics Jax is the other domain that we have, so I don't know what you would recommend.
Oh, sorry, I'm an email address.
Oh, email, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's info@mmncc.com.
Okay. Okay. All right. And let's see. CC, what is your last name?
It's C as in Charles, R-I-O-L-L-O.
Okay. And just to make sure, your first name is spelled C-E-C-E, correct?
No, it's just the two letters, CC.
Oh, it's just the two letters. All right, let's fix that then. CC. Okay. I like it. It's simple.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And so the business address, that's going to be the 10365 Hood Road South, Suite 204?
Correct. Yes.
Perfect.
32257.
32257. Okay.
So I was just texting my sister-in-law, and she just texted. I was pulling back the ads is going to will cause the ads to stop, and you definitely won't get any ad visibility there.
Sure. So that what she's talking about is not on the first page of Google, though. Like she's not saying that you're not going to be visible on the first page. She's talking about specifically in like the sponsored section of Google, you won't be visible there because you don't have Google Ads, but we're going to get you on the map
right.
section. And those are two very different spaces.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if you want to continue, Google Ads, like I said, that's definitely something that I'll put in the client notes, and you know they can talk to you about it since it's something that you're doing on your own. But again, starting off with the local map section is definitely the way to go. That's where we see the most success.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to respond to her because she was in charge of it in a way that she can like understand what I'm trying to do now. But
sure.
All right. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Okay. And then we already have your website, so I'm just going to go ahead and include this here into the notes as well so that we all see this. Okay.
Good and stuff. I have a Facebook business page and as well.
Perfect. In your client interview, which before we get off the phone, we'll go ahead and get that scheduled. If you have time today, great. If not, hopefully tomorrow or Thursday. But at that point, that's when they'll ask for, like, the URL for your Facebook page. You just send it over to them, and then they'll be able to manage that for you, or at least walk you through
okay.
the steps on how to get us
All right.
to be able to manage it for you.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Okay. Right now, what I'm doing is I'm closing off this category and the area here. That way, we are not working with anyone else. What happens is when we have positions that do become available on the first page of Google. Now, again, we're not affiliated with Google; we're just a partner. So they send over a list to our inventory team, and my reps, like Tanya, go through the list and they call to have a qualified candidate take that position. So that's actually why Tanya contacted you.
Okay. Who's Tanya? I'm sorry.
That's who transferred you over to me when you originally spoke with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
Sorry.
We
I said that
the
name
phone
like
for very long, so I wasn't sure. Okay.
No worries. Yeah, okay. I threw that name out there. Like you should know what I'm talking about. So I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. All right, so what we're going to do, Cece, before I process any payments, I am going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because we do have you on a discounted agreement for you, and again, it's just an added form of protection for you that we send to you in writing with your invoice. So, as I'm walking you through this,
okay.
if there are any questions or anything that you do not understand,
not that I can think of.
Okay, cool. If there is, as we go through this, just be like, hey, Britt, stop. What does this mean? And we'll go back and review it, and I'll rephrase it and clarify it, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And again, it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mindful Medicine and Counseling Center.
Okay. Perfect. Please state your first and last name and the title within the business.
CC Criollo, and I'm the CEO of the business.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Correct. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And a last question here. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, Cece, as we've been talking and discussing, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Your input is paramount. So that we can have this set up exactly how you want it to be. As an increased result of visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided, as we go through billing, you will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You'll select your security question. You'll give me the answer. And so anytime that Local Splash gives you a call to verify that we are speaking with you, the CEO of the company will ask you what your security question is, and vice versa. You can always ask us, because only Local Splash has access to your security question and answer. Now, furthermore, calls are going to come specifically from us at the 877-635-6225, the same number that I texted you from. That is our client support number.
What, wait a minute. The last four digits are the same as my number.
6225?
Yeah, that's my cell phone number, the last four.
That's funny. 877-635. Oh, I see. 217-480-6225. That's funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, that's never, I'm going to be honest, that's never happened to me before. Okay.
Maybe it's meant to be.
You know what? I believe that everything happens for a reason, and I believe that we're given signs if we're open to viewing them. So,
absolutely. Me too.
Okay. Do you need to go ahead and save this number? If you need to, just save it under Local Splash under your contacts, and then you know it's always us calling. You need me to repeat that number?
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm going to see if... Oh, it's not showing up as the numbers that I dialed. Okay. So, yeah, can you repeat the number, please?
Yes. 877-635-6225.
Got it.
Awesome. All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
Why wouldn't I?
Okay. Perfect. Some people just try to go out and do a bunch of different things, and then you have two SEO companies who are working against each other, and then you just don't see results. So we like to be in the know of those things.
Yep, for sure.
Okay. Your
and
payment?
I do have a question I just thought of.
Go ahead.
So any content creation that you guys do for me, or editing of the website, am I still the owner of that?
100%. Everything that we build for you in relation to your website that's already been built, you own the domain. It is yours to do with as you please. We're just going to help you manage it and market it. But everything that we do, you will take that with you if you ever decide to part ways. Everything that we've built for your brand is yours. You take
okay.
it. That's a fair question. That's a great question, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Well, I might be referring you another customer as well. Well, now my sister-in-law is saying that it's been a pain to do my SEO.
Oh.
So, so she's kind of like happy. And she's curious what you guys like are going to, end up doing. And she has her own business too. So maybe she'll be a future customer. But, so yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. No, thank you. We always welcome, newcomers to us. Again, you can give her our number, that 877 number. If you want to just refer her there generally, or you can give her my name, Britt. My extension is 715. I'd be happy to help her as well and just kind of go through what we went through with you today. So absolutely.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. And you can always, you can save my extension as well. It's 715. That way you can always reach me too.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm sending it to her as well.
Awesome. Okay.
And then, yeah, my nephew that referred me, his name is Juan Salas.
Yes. I put that in the notes. So let me just, so I have Juan. Make sure, could you just spell the last name for me? See how
sure.
good I am.
It's, it's S as in Sam, A, L as in love, A, S as in Sam.
I was close.
Is that a palindrome?
A palindrome.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah, it's spelled backwards. It's the same as it's spelled forwards. I like that. Cool.